Definitely the main feeling in Kigali is one of a sense of injustice. This is a man who funded the genocide, who bought the machetes that killed people, the man who founded the radio, Télévision de Mille Collines, which was a radio that was inciting people in villages to go out and kill Tutsi. And now that he's arrested in his old age, so people, first of all, they're very suspicious of the diagnosis of the doctors that examined him. People are perceiving some level of lobby of people with whom he's worked with before. To some extent, when I speak to some of my colleagues, they tell me that he's indeed senile. Personally, I trust the science, but people in Rwanda are very suspicious because they were already suspicious in the beginning.
The Rwandan government says it respects the decision of the appeals chamber, but it is disappointed. I'm wondering, what is the likely impact on Rwanda's effort to track and bring to justice other alleged perpetrators?
That appeal chamber that you speak of was in charge of administering the residual mechanism of the ICTR, and it's known in Kigali as the chamber that easily released just the perpetrators. There was an outcry in Kigali only a couple of years ago when they wanted to release. They offer early releases to genocide perpetrators. There was an outcry when they wanted to release Bagosora. There was a notorious judge there who now retired, called Judge Meron, who released a number of principal perpetrators of the genocide. So that appeal chamber is not something that Rwandans see kindly. People here believe, me included, that it demonstrated that it was mostly on the side of genocide perpetrators.
What do you make of the suggestion here that it says the judges accepted the defense's appeal against the trial of facts procedure? What does this mean?
Based on the evidence that we have that was brought forth by the prosecution, and based on the rejoinder by the Kabuga's lawyers, we can make a decision. So he's not innocent, he's senile. Now, we said if he's senile, he shouldn't be released, then in the open, he should be kept in an institution. If he's found guilty based on that, then he should be put in an institution where he's actually detained, but then he's considered not as a detainee, well, as a detainee, but as a detainee that is treated as someone who has a mental condition. But the idea of releasing him into nature again is what hasn't started well with the Rwandan people.